Okay, we are heading towards the end of the Sefer. We are up to Perek Lamed Dalad. Perek Lamed Dalad, 34, here in Divrei Hayam and Beis, and we have the story of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, a great king, the last spark. But again, it was already too late, as we saw in the previous Perek relating to Menashe, where HaKadosh Baruch already said that the Gzeira has occurred, and the kings and the people that have followed the Churban is already on the horizon. As again, it's decades before the Churban, but still, this is what is forecast. So after the terrible kings, Menashe, maybe he did Shuvah, Amon, then we have Yoshio. Yoshio took over at a young age, and maybe the people who had assassinated the previous king and the people who assassinated those who was assassinated, they thought they could control the king, but he was only 8 years old, but he stood up and he was a man. And he followed the ways of Chizkiyahu, his great-grandfather, and the ways of David and the ways of Shlomo. And again, it seems like a pendulum swinging. They did the Avodah Zarah, they cleaned out Avodah Zarah, but he burned and destroyed all of the mizbechos for over the Avodah Zarah, and he was metaher, and he cleaned up, and he renovated the Beis HaMikdash, and he got everyone to, in a major tshuva movement, and there were people that were working and cleaning, and the Gemara tells, the Psukim tell the story, that as they were searching for some money in order to renovate, they found the Torah. What Torah? A special Torah. Maybe it was Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, but they found the Torah, as we'll talk about. And they saw it was open, and they give it to the Sofer, and the Sofer gives it to the king, and the king realizes he took it as a message, right? The Chazal say it was open to the Tochacha, which talks about how the nation and the king of the nation is going to go into Galus, and he takes it that as a reference to himself. So again, he does a super tshuva movement, and he gets everybody on board, and first, he tears his clothing as a siman of Avelus, but he realizes that they have to, do what they can just to be sure what it is. He brings it to Chulda Hanaviyah. Tell me what this means. And Chulda says, yeah, this means that there's going to be a Churban. You, because of your righteousness, it won't happen in your lifetime. You will first die, and after that, there will be a Churban. The king is not happy with that, even though he hears like he's going to be okay, even though he wasn't okay at the end of his life, but he gets trust to get all of Klal Yisrael back, and he creates another covenant, Vayechos HaZabris, and he removes all of the Toevos, and he's trying to bring Klal Yisrael back to Hashem. In the next parak, we'll have to see what else he does and his end, but in this parak, it's all going up, even though they have this nevuah that was made things look terrible. So let's get into the perek itself. Here we go. Perek Lamed Dalad. Perek Lamed Dalad. Ben Shmona Shanim Yoshiyahu B'melcho. He was 8 years old. Kings took over at a very young age. Remember the Rambam already said, we saw that Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, where the Rambam says that even if somebody is very young, right? Remember Yoash, right? He was 6 years old when they took him out of the Kodesh Kodashim. We learned that earlier. So that's what the Rambam gives the example. Hiniach ben katan mishamrin lo amlucha sheyagdil kemosha asa Yehoyada li Yoash. That was the example given by the Rambam, but he could have also brought this example, 8 years old. Yoshio b'malcho shloshim achashana malach b'yishlaim, he ruled, and he was malach for 31 years. This person, Yoshiyahu, he was already forecast much, much earlier, right? Much, much earlier, all the way at the beginning of time of the Malachim. Remember the days of Yeravam. Yeravam, and he was the one that got the kingdom during from Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, and he had great power and great potential, but he let it go to his head, and he became arrogant, and he did terrible things like building an alternate Beis HaMikdash. But if you remember the story, his arm dried out when he was talking to Ido. He wanted to hurt Ido. That was back in Perek, in Malachim Aleph, in Perek Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. That's where the Ido is talking to Yeravam, and he forecasts Yoshiyahu. And he says, Yoshiyahu is going to take the bones of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah and burn them on this Mizbeach, right here. And that's what happens in this Perek. But that's what the Pasuk says in here, in Malachim Aleph, the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel. V'hine Yisrael Lakim Bami Yehuda B'dvar Hashem al Beit El. V'yeravam Omeid al Mizbeach Lahaktir. Yeravam is on the Mizbeach. V'yikra al Mizbeach B'dvar Hashem Yomer. Mizbeach, Mizbeach, Karmar Hashem. Hine Ben Nolad L'Beis David. There's going to be a son in hundreds of years. There's going to be a child born to Beis David. Yoshiyahu Shmo. His name will be Yoshiyahu. Vizavach alecha es kohanei abamos. And you, it's as if the Ido is talking to the Mizbeach. And he, Yoshiyahu, will sacrifice, will burn on this Mizbeach, on you, all the priests of the Bamos. Hamaktirim alecha. Vaatzmos adam yisrifu alecha. And they'll burn the bones. And Hashem will, well, this is forecast, this is a mofes. And the mofes, how do you know it's going to be true? The Mizbeach will break apart. Again, the Ramban talks about the greatest raya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only when a nes takes place, obviously when a nes takes place, that shows his godless and his power, but also a nes that's broadcast by the Navi, right? And this is hundreds of years earlier, which is an amazing, amazing riot. That's the Ramban's famous words in the end of Parshas Bo, where the Ramban says, there are many different types of kofrim in history. V'yata, let's read it, I haven't read it in a while. V'yata omer lecha klal betam mitzvos rabo, says the Ramban, I will tell you, why there are so many mitzvos that are zecher liyetzias Mitzrayim, right? Why is it? There are not even close, right? How many mitzvos are there to remember Har Sinai? Maybe one. How many mitzvos are there to remember the Ananiya Kavod? One. How many mitzvos remember Har Sinai? I don't know, 10 to 15. So many. Tefillin and Mezuzah and Kiddush and Yantif and all the Bechor mitzvos. So says the Ramban, Hine me heyos avodas galilim ba'olam bimei Enosh. From the days of early time of Enosh, hechelu adeos l'shtabesh be'emuna. There have been many, many heretics in the world. Mehem kofrim be'ikr. Some of them deny everything. Va'omrim ki olam kadmon. They say the world was always here. Kachshu b'ashem ayom rulohu. They say, they deny Hashem. Umehem. And others say, no, there had to be a creator. How'd the world get here? Machishim b'diyaso apratis. No, they contradict his knowledge, right? He doesn't know. He's busy. He created the world and he left. And there are those that say, no, he created the world and he knows what's going on, but he does not have all power. He's not omnipotent. Hashem is not involved. The Chasher Yirtzeh, here's the key line for us. The Chasher Yirtzeh Ha'elokim Be'eda U'B'yachid. When Hashem wants to, V'yasimu a mofes, B'shini min ha'gosholol, when he wants to do a mofes, change of nature, V'tivo, Yisparer la'kol bitul ha'delos elukulam. A miracle could undermine all of us three. A miracle shows that there was, there is, and he's all-powerful. Ki ha'mofes ha'nifla moreh, she'yesh la'olam elo'a, michadsho, v'yodea, u'mashkiach v'yachol. And he knows, and he could do v'kasher. And here's the line: v'kasher, yeah, mofes ahu nigzar tchila mipi navi. And if the mofes is forecast by a navi, yizbarer mimenu od amitas hanavua ki yedaber ha'elokim es ha'adam, that Hashem speaks to man v'yigala sodo el avadav hanaviim, and he reveals his secrets to his servants the naviim. Yiskayim imze ha'torah kula, and this is part of the kiyum of the whole Torah. So if a Navi broadcasts, so here a Navi, hundreds of years earlier, Ido a Navi forecast that there was going to be a king born to David, Yoshiyahu. So was this a famous Nevuah? Like, which king was going to name his son Yoshiyahu? Either way, so it says that, this is what Ido said, Vayikishmo HaMelech Hazvari Shalokim, it says, when Yeravam heard, Asher Karal HaMizbeach BaBeisel, Vayishlach Yeravam Ez Yado, he tries to grab him, right? Tifsu Vativash Yado, what happened? His hand dries up, Asher Shalach Alav, V'Loyach HaLashiv Yelav, and he can't bring it back, V'Abizbeach Nikra, and the Mizbeach splits, as exactly what Ido has said, V'Chulu, and we have the story of Yeravam and the drying up, and the dried up hands. So, that's the first pasuk. First pasuk is already alluded to way back when. The Medrash, the Pirkei de Belazar, that's a Medrash, already says there were six people that were called before they were born. Perek Lamed Beis in Pirkei de Belazar. Shisha Nikru Bishmosan Achlo Noladu. Six people. Ve'elohein, Yitzchak Yishmael, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shlomo Yoshiyahu, Vishmo Shel Mashiach. Those six. Right, Yitzchak was told beforehand, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, why is it called Yitzchak? Karasa Shemo Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shiyav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh, Shmo Shem Mashiach, Shiyav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Meher V'Yameinu. That's how the Navi, the Medrash continues. Yitzchak, how do you know? V'Karasa Shemo Yitzchak, and why was it called Yitzchak? The abbreviation of Yitzchak. Fine, Yishmo Aminayin, Shedemar V'Karas Shemo Yishmo. By both of them, Hashem said to those involved, call them Yitzchak and Yishmael. How do you know Shlomo minayin? Shemar hine ben anola laki Shlomo Yeshmo. Right, we had that earlier in Perachav Beis in Divrei Hayamim Aleph. Yoshio minayin? Of course, the pasuk. Shemar hine ben anola the base David Yoshio Shmo. V'lamedikir Shmo Yoshio shenirtza kishai lemizbeach. It's like shai Hashem. Right, shai a present for Hashem. Yo'e shai hu lefanecha. Melech Mashiach minayin, pasuk in Tehillim, shneimar, p'nei shemesh yinon shemo. Mashiach is called yinon, shuasid liyanein yishenei afar. Yinon, he's going to awaken those that are sleeping. V'chulu, and that's the, those are the six. We continue. So, v'yasa yosher b'nei Hashem. Yoshio did what's straight and good. V'yilech b'darkei David aviv, v'lozasar sar yumin v'smal. He went in the ways of David, going all the way back to David. He did not turn. Ubishmona shanam amalcho, in the eighth year of his reign. Sounds like, so Pashup Shad is like, this is 16th year, 16 years old. V'odenu nal heichel u'drosh le'ikei David Aviv. He starts being doresh elokei David. So the Mepharshim wonder, what happened in the first 8 years? So maybe he was still under the influence of the previous king and his advisors. It took 8 years. Right, others say not. Bishmona Shanim, it means when he was eight. This is really a machlokas. If you look in the Gemara, in Shabbos on Daf Nun Vav, there's really a machlokas, whether Yoshio was a Baal Tshuva or he was Kadosh Mibetan. Right, the end of the fifth parak, the end of Bamei Behema, right there you have the two Dafim on Daf Nun Hei Nun Vav about Kala Omer David Chata, Kala Omer Ruvain, Kala Omer, right, all of those Gemaras, Kala Omer B'nai Eli. So there at the end, there's a machlokas. Amar Shabbatachmeni Amar Bionason. Kala Omer Yoshio Chata Eino Elatoa. First opinion. If you say Yoshio sinned, even though the next parak we're going to see he was killed, Shinemar Vayatza Yosha Beni Hashem, Yelah Bechol Derech David Aviv. Our Pasuk. Elamani Mekayim Bekamo Lohoi Lefan of Melech Asher Shav. But doesn't it say there was never a king like him that did so much tshuva? Shekol Dayan Shadon Mi Ben Shmona Shmon Esrei. No, he didn't really do a sin. He just judged when he was very, very young. And he felt like he didn't judge properly, and therefore he gave the money back. Okay, so that's Rav Shmuel Achmeni, Amar Bionasan. Upliga de Rav, de Amar Rav, Ein Lecha Gadol, Bebali Tshuva, Yosem Yoshiyahu Bedoro. Right, Yoshio was an unbelievable Baal Tshuva. So therefore you see, he wasn't perfect. So Machlokas, whether he was perfect from birth or he sinned, either way, this is ramifications, how you understand this pasuk. Upishtem Esrei Shana, in the 12th year, also, like, how do you fit in the 8, 12? So the first work on it. Heichel Ataris Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. He worked on purifying Yehuda, Yerushalayim, and Abamos v'Hashirim from all the Bamos and the altars and the Asherah trees. V'Apsilim v'Hamasechos. V'Yinatzu l'fanav. And he broke everything. Remember, Achaz broke, or he built Mizbechos, and Chizkiyo broke. And it goes back and forth. V'Yinatzu l'fanav is Mizbechos ha'ba'alim v'achamanim. And he broke down all the Mizbechs for the Baal and for the sun gods. Asher l'mala me'alem gideya. He cut down v'asherim, v'apsilim, all of them. He broke down. V'yizrok al-pnei ha'kfarim azovchim lehem. And he threw all of the parts onto the graves, the atzmos yos v'kohanim, and the bones of the kohanim saraf al mizbechosam. He burned on their mizbechos. Right, this is a kiyum of the nevuah. This is what Edo, hundreds of years earlier, had told Yeravam that these bones are going to be burned on the mizbechos. So, must it be one of those mizbechos? Must have been that mizbeach of Yeravam. Vayitar es Yehuda v'Yerushalayim uva'arei Menashe there Ephraim, and in the cities of Menashe Ephraim v'Shimon v'Naphtali. He broke them down with their swords. He broke down all of these idols. What does it mean? Ephraim, Naphtali weren't, the 10 tribes were already exiled by this time. The king of Asher had exiled them. So it must be, the Mesudas David says, it must have been small pockets of Jews still left over, not too many. But he says, V'yavshakar golo aseres ha-shvatim, v'komakom ma'at mehem nisharu ba'artzosam. There were a few, but he went around and destroying all of these properties. And after the first surge of breaking down of Avodah Zarah, after 18 years, Latara Aretz, Fahabayas, and the house, Shalach, and he wants to redo the Mikdash. Why? It's been hundreds of years. The Radak in Malachim there says it was over 200 years since the days of Yoash. That was the last time it was repaired. So Shalach HaShafan Ben Atzalyo, Besmaseo Sar Ha'ir, he sends these people, Yoach, Lachazek, Es Beis Hashem Elokav. He sends them into the Mikdash. Vayavo el Chilkiyo Kohen Gadol. They come to Chilkiyo, the Kohen Gadol. Vayitnu was a kesef amuvez lokim. They give him money. Asher osu alavim shomer yasaf. The alavim have. We have an asher Ephraim. Umikol sheiros Yisrael. All the money the Jews donated and they brought back by Yeshuva Yerushalayim. Vayitnu al yadosei malacha. They gave it to workers. Hamuf kadim beveis Hashem. Vayitnu ososei malacha. Asher osu beveis Hashem. Livdok ulachazek habayis. They wanted livdok. Says the Mitzvah of Sion. Litakein abedek. To livdok means to check what needs work, what needs fixing. So they did it. Vayitnu lacharashim v'labonim. They got carpenters and artisans. Look, with avimachzev to work with stones. They got everything. They're rebuilding and revamping and repairing. Vanashim osim be'emuna b'malacha. And they're working. They're working hard. Valeim ufkatim yachas ovadyo. The levim. Everybody's working and the schlepping and the sofrim. And then finally, they. Ubahot siam esakesav amuah beit Hashem pasuk yudalid matzah chilkiyo akoyin a sefer Torah Hashem biyad Moshe. He finds a sefer Torah. What does it mean biyad Moshe? Is that generally all Torahs, or shot number one, he found the sefer Torah. Sefer HaTorah is the lashon Melachim. They find the sefer Torah written by Moshe Rabbeinu. So, this is going to be a big deal. So why was this a big deal? So different mafarshim, right? Some say, well, since the days of Achaz and Menashe. Different shittas in the Gemara, all the Torahs. They had gotten rid of all the Torahs. So one amazing shot might be, there were no Torahs in Klal Yisrael. There were none. They were all destroyed. But this one somehow survived. This one was hidden. Maybe the Kohanim hid it. They didn't want this one to be ruined, so they hid it. And now they found it. They found the first Torah. And it was shocking. Or, of course, no, there were Torahs around. Right? But there wasn't this Torah. Right? This Torah was the one written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore this was shocking. Others say, the Mefarish here says, Vian Moshe Mishneh Torah. They found Sefer Dvarim. It wasn't a whole Torah. It was Mishneh Torah. Vayan Chilkiyo Vayomer El Shafan HaSofer. So Chilkiyo finds this Torah, and he gives it to Shafan, Sefer HaTorah. Matzazi Bezesh, I found a Sefer Torah. We have to take its message and look at it. Maybe they read it and they just didn't want to say yet. Vayitin Chilkiyo as a sefer el Shafan. Vayavi Shafan as a sefer el Hamelech. They bring it to the king. Vayashav Odes Hamelech Adar Lemar. And they tell the king, before they tell the king what was written in and where it's up to, first they tell him, they say, they want to just give him the news, break it to him slowly. Vayashav Odes Hamelech Adar Lemar. Kol asher nitam b'yad avadech haymosim. The work's going well. The work's going well. And you should be proud of that. They melted down all the money. They melted, they have all the metal, they have the wood. Everything's going well. But also, we found the Torah. Sefer Nasan Lichilkiyo HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, gave me a Torah, says Shafan, and I'm going to read it to you. He was the Sofer. The king, Shafan reads it in front of the king. When the Yoshio hears, and according to Chazal, it was open up, all the Mepharshim quote, it was open up to the Tochacha, in Kisavo, Yolech Hashem Oschav Es Malkacha, the Pasuk says that you will go into, all the nations will go into Galus, including the king, Vayikras Begadav, he tears his clothing. He tears his clothing as an act of tshuva, as an act of acceptance of the Besora Ra. And he realizes what the forecast is going to be. Vayisavas Malach Es Chilkiyo Es Achigav Es Shafan, and he tells all of them, as a soya, lohu dirshu as Hashem badi, go daven, daven for me, ubiyan anishar bi Yisrael. We have to make a crazy tshuva tefillah movement. We have to daven. Al divrei sefer shenimsa. Look at what the sign is, right? He took it as a simon, as a message. Kigdol lachamas Hashem shenitcha, labanu, Hashem is angry. Al shaloshom ravoseinu as a dvar Hashem. Our forefathers did not observe laasos kuchalakas ala sefer hazeh. Vayelos, what happens? Vayelach Chilkiyo, they wanted to just confirm. With the great Navi at the times, so they go to Chulda Hanaviya, Pasach Chavez. The Gemara in Megillah wonders, Daf Yudalid, why they go to Chulda, not Yirmiyo? Yirmiyo was alive at the time. So the Gemara there has two days. One day is, a woman has more Rachmanis than a man. And they thought that Chulda would be able to daven even harder because of the Rachmanis that she would have. Okay, that's one day. The other day there in Megillah Yudalid and Mavez is that Yirmiyo wasn't there because he had went to find the 10 tribes. So he wasn't there. So Chulda was the next best one. So they go to Chulda. Eishas Shalom ben Tokas ben Chasra Shomar Begadim. V'yoshevas v'yushalayim. She was in Yerushalayim. B'mishneh. What's b'mishneh? So the Radak says it means Mishnah, meaning in the Beis Medrash. She had her own Beis Medrash, Chulda. Others say that the Mefarish here says maybe she was sitting in between the walls by the Beis Hamikdash, right, the Lushkas HaGazis, but she couldn't be alone with the men, so she had her own section. They told her, Vatomer Lemesh, she confirms. Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Hashem says, Imru La'isha Shashalach Eschem Elayit, tell this to the king, to the man that you sent you to me. Ko Amar Hashem Eineni Mevi Ra'al HaMakom Hazeh, there's going to be evil brought on this spot. Val Yoshvav. Right, all the curses that were read in front of the Melech Yehuda. Interesting, if you look in Melachim, it says that all the curses that the king read, here it says that were read in front of him. The Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Ches says, this is the Makar for Shomea Ka'one. He heard it, it was as if he read it. Tachas asher azavuni v'yekatru l'hem achirim. Why? Because of the Avodah Zarah. L'man achiseini, the anger, l'b'cho masi yedayim. V'titach ha-masi b'makam hazeh v'lo tichbe. Right? All the terrible things. Yoshio was a tzaddik. Maybe he even thought that the people were tzaddikim. Problem is, they hid the Avodah Zarah, right? In the kinos, which we'll talk more about by the Shem next parak, this special whole kina on the death of Yoshio. And we say that they put Avodah Zarah on the back of their front doors. So when the officers came in to look for Avodah Zarah, they didn't see it because it was in the back of the door. And to the king, Chulda says, tell Yoshio the following. The things that you heard, Yan Rach Luvavcha, because your heart was softened, and you lowered yourself in front of Hashem, and you tore your begadim, you realize it's a message. I heard, you will be gathered unto your forefathers, you won't see the Churban. Not exactly, the Mefari says, it doesn't mean that he died b'shalom, he was killed in battle, but at least it was before the Churban. You won't see it. I don't know how much comfort this gives him, but that's the promise that Hashem gives him. They brought it back to the king. The king is very upset. He gathers Mikadovar Katan, and he starts reading the Sefer Abris in front of them, and he makes a new covenant. He gets all the Jews to get into a new bris, and he removes all the Avodah Zarah more, and he tries. He's trying the last gasp. He's trying to get everybody on the straight and the narrow following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, we'll stop here.